in the early 80s, 81 to 82, 83. I was working for M.J. LaBelle out in Cochrane for the Detour Lake Road mine. And early in the morning, we were going to work, all in the bus. We were about 30 guys in the bus. And we had to drive by. It was still about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, in October, and it was still dark out. And we drove by a lake called Jackpine. And then we took a, you're driving fast, and it's just a small opening, and one guy looked back, and he saw this thing hovering over the lake. It looked like just a bunch of lights, and it looked like a train. The guy says, "Hey, a train." So I took a quick look, and then next thing you know, well, we passed it, and this guy says, "Hey, there's no tracks here." And that was it for that guy. So something was hovering over the lake. Oh, yeah, and then there was an article written in the Cochrane Northland Post. Up there. It was a community newspaper out there back then, and somebody came forward with it. And that my closest encounter with flying objects.